Hello, Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we wanted to let you guys know about a few things. First, we have a community Discord server, where you can interact with other lovers of the backrooms, share awesome memes, and more. Next, we finally opened a merch shop. We're very excited to embark on this new step for the podcast, so go on over and give it a look. And lastly, we're always looking for feedback on the podcast, so if there are any suggestions on what you'd like for us to cover, please shoot us a message. P.S. Thanks for all the short stories you guys have been sending. We enjoy reading what you guys send, so please keep it up. We'll be leaving a link to the Discord as well as the merch store in the show descriptions, so with that short message out of the way, let's return to the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the more psychologically hazardous places in the backrooms, and that's even taking other negative levels into account. So, I hope you're not afraid of your reflection, because today, we'll be no clipping into level negative 3. Basic descriptions. Level negative 3 is the fourth level within the negative continuity and has been given a special survival difficulty class of Mirage, with a subtext of psychological torture, reality warping geometry, and deceptive influences. Basically, this level does some very unpleasant things to your mental state. So much so, it's comparable to level 6 in that regard. Speaking of, as we get into the level explanation, you'll start to notice just how level negative 3 isn't too much different from level 6, even with it being the polar opposite in concept. Appearances. Level negative 3 mostly takes the appearance of a small cube-shaped room with each wall, roof, and floor being made from a mirror-like surface. As you could probably guess, this can be very disorientating to a wanderer. Not just for the strange optical illusions created by many large mirrors reflecting each other's surfaces, but for some, this would be the first time they've seen their reflections since no clipping into the backrooms. After seeing how messed up their bodies have become due to all the trials and tribulations they had to conquer throughout their journey, wanderers are known to spiral into a deep depression. Which is quite understandable. Most people aren't able to face what they've been reduced to. From healthy hair and skin to malnourished frames and haggard skin. Many underestimate the degradation due to the lack of food, water, and most importantly, sleep. But I digress. While within the level, wanderers state that light can be seen within the level, allowing them to preserve themselves in the mirrors. Though it's never stated where that light originates from. But upon further investigation with video equipment, it's been revealed that there isn't any light source to be found here. Meaning the level is completely dark within. Because of this revelation, it's mostly believed that level negative 3 causes wanderers to hallucinate the sensation of there being light, proving just how strong the mental manipulations here can be. So with every surface being made of a mirror, you're probably wondering how one explores the level to find an escape, so let me sprinkle some insight on that. Some surfaces within the level will allow you to pass through them, given you use the appropriate force to do so, and I'm not talking about breaking through the glass. When you find one of these passageways and used enough force that'll most likely break the glassy surface, it will begin to ripple almost like water, allowing you to pass through. Think of it like traveling through the paintings in the famous Front Rooms game Super Mario 64. Doing this will place you into an almost identical mirror room, though with some slight defects in the mirror-like surfaces along with cracks and uneven proportions. It's unknown if you're able to re-enter the previous rooms after exiting, though without any conclusive text on the matter, it's unlikely we'll find out anytime soon. As the wanderer continues to pass through more walls, these rooms become more decrepit and blood stains can even begin to appear. It's unknown when this begins, but as you continue your journey here, your reflection will become to act beyond your actions. Seeming moving on its own, almost as if it's sentient. Being able to deceive wanderers and even play petty tricks on wanderers. There are accounts of reflections tricking wanderers into running face first into non-passable walls. Some of these reflections are even able to speak, no doubt making your crippling mental state worse. At this point, if you're mentally sound enough, you have to rationalize with yourself that these reflections are no longer tied to you and should be seen as individual entities. So try your best to ignore anything from them, because this far in, you can't even trust your own reflection. On rare occasions, reflections will attempt to trick you into stepping on a passable floor, causing you to fall through. Though this causes most wanderers to fall at least one room down, this isn't always the case. The fall can go on for dozens of floors or infinitely if you're very unlucky. So, if we haven't stated it enough, keep a close grasp of your mental state and remain vigilant as you travel through the labyrinth of hellish reflections. Scavenge and supplies. As far as scavenging goes, level negative 3 isn't worth it, mostly due to the huge lack of usable objects. Adding crippling mental degradation to that, coming here for anything would be extremely unwise. There are much better opportunities elsewhere. Entities. So when it comes to entities within level negative 3, things aren't as clear-cut as they may seem. As the reflections found within the level are capable of causing further harm to wanderers both mentally and physically, there isn't much information on them. It's unknown if these forces are a manifestation of the wanderer's broken psyche taking form due to the strange properties of the level or if they're a native omnipotent entity that's able to antagonize wanderers all at once. We just don't know. And with the massive danger the level presents, it's unknown when or if we'll be able to get any other information on them. Though we don't have many helpful notes on these reflections, the best thing you can do with dealing with them is to keep your mental health as strong as possible. Doing this won't just help you deal with these reflections, but with the level as a whole. So keep that in mind if you find yourself here. Settlements and outposts. Due to the mind-crippling effects of level negative 3, the creation of outposts or communities would be next to impossible to set up. Add those effects with the lack of items to aid survival, and setting up any kind of living quarters or camp will most likely end in catastrophic failure. Ins and outs. So there are two main ways to enter level negative 3, and that's by either finding and entering an exit within level negative 2. The method for which we currently have no identifying factors, so most likely an exit door. Like the ones that can be found through the earlier positive levels. The other method of entering is by entering specific mirrors within level 365. These mirrors can be identified by their strange reflective properties. Next are the exits from level negative 3, which gets confusing, but just stick with me. Going off the level data we have, there are two known ways of exiting the level, and they both can be found using the same method. So, it's unknown when they appear, but some mirrors here are more fragile than the other surfaces, allowing them to be fractured. We should state now that these breakable surfaces are not the same as the passable ones. Once you've found one of these mirrors, try to break as much of it as you can as fast as you can. This is due to two reasons. The first being that when broken, the glass will begin to fix itself not long after, and the second is that the glass is quite sharp, so having enough space to get through safely will be your best option. So, you've broken through the glass, what do you see? Well, two options lie before you. The first is bathroom tiles belonging to a public bathroom of some sort. Though it's not specifically stated, studying the level entry more closely, it can be heavily speculated that breaking through this wall should bring you to level 189. Though this is the better of the options, we have to state that this is still pure speculation on our part. Now, let's get into the lesser of the options. So, you've finally broken through the glass and come face to face with a void of emptiness. Though it's not specifically stated as being the capital V void you might be thinking of, it's still quite dangerous nonetheless. Within its interior is nothing at its most basic form. And if you get trapped within, there's not much else that you can do. Can't no clip out if there isn't anything to clip through. Traveling any distance doesn't change a thing. You'll be trapped, within both nowhere and nothing. A faith worse than death, we believe. Closing words. So, that was level negative 3, the worst house of mirrors you'll ever find yourself in. So what did you guys think of the level? Did you think it resembled level 6 in any way? Do you believe the reflections gain sentience, or is it all in the minds of the wanderers? We'd love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening, and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Physico, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, Slim Steven, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Undead, Brandon Berry, Shelby Girl Gaming, Mystery BMO, and Coconut Cluster. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Lee, and Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content and more, go become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.